Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizé. Welcome back, guys. So this week we read a Jin story, and it's called Bridge to My Heart, and it is by writer Kim Yummy 96. It's on Wattpad. I know we just posted a TikTok that kind of did a quick synopsis of it, but now it's time for the actual episode.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into it.
Okay, so in the beginning of the story, it is a girl. She doesn't have a name, right?
I don't think
she does.
Nope.
She doesn't have a name, so y'all know we're going to call her the girl. So the girl is finding herself as she's going through a divorce. So she keeps going to, I don't know if this is a river or a beach.
I think it's like one of those like rivers in the middle of the city that have those bridges that you can like cross over, but there's like water underneath, like in a park or something. That's how I pictured it.
I just pictured it as the Han River.
Like, okay.
That's how I pictured it. So anyway, so this girl keeps going there every day, and every day she sees this hot guy. And he starts to talk to her after a while, and they kind of start to get to know each other. Well, they do, but then they don't. It's like short talk. So she just kind of talks to him every now and then while she's there, but she's still noticing that, you know, oh, he looks good. He just, and I just picture him with his hair comb back, you know, with a long coat on, with a suit on. Yes, dear. So anyway, so she's going to, she ends up going to like court to get divorced, and she's married to Yugi. This, she's getting a divorce from. So the backstory of it is that she met Yugi. Didn't she meet him at like a club or something?
Yeah, I think she met him at a club, and they ended up like, I think going home together or something like that, and that's kind of what started their whole love story, and he was attentive and wanting to be with her and all this other stuff, and then like shit just hit the fan.
Yeah, like she was like doing all this stuff to be with him because she really did love him real fast, but she did love him. And she would be tough and everything she was doing. And but she started noticing little stuff in the beginning stages of their marriage. But she was like, okay, well, maybe it's me, so let me try to fix it. Let me try to do extra stuff. Let me dress myself up when he get off of work. Let me make his food is ready. Let me make sure, like, all this stuff. But it just never did work. So one day, you know, while she was like going to his office to like give him like lunch or something like that, she walked in and the secretary was giving him head. So she knew what was happening then and cut that right on off. That's why they're getting a divorce.
Yeah, because, well, he had been cheating on her a lot. Like, he had, she had caught him, and then, like, he said it was done and over with, but it was still happening and all this other stuff. So she was just like, you know what? I gotta get over it, and we gotta get a divorce for real. Because the first time he cheated, she was like, all right, that was like a one-time thing until it happened again.
Yeah, but this time she seen it with her own eyes, and that's why it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
So that's why they went through divorce. And so she goes to court or whatever. And then who does she see? No other than Mr. Kim Sok Jin.
And who is he representing?
Mr. Min Yugi. And let me tell you something. I know Yugi was looking good because in my head, he was looking so good with that blonde hair.
Yes, girl.
And his hair was combed back too.
Yes. I just see him in his like little like his outfit with the jeans from the video, from the Deja Child video, like that whole outfit but with blonde hair.
Yes.
Like the same length as the black hair, but like blonde.
Now y'all know I love a good blonde Yugi.
Yes.
But after I done seen this ginger Yugi, I'm all about that ginger.
Girl, this ginger look Yugi is a look.
Girl, he got a whole nother attitude.
Yes, he do. And he got, girl, like, and the, just yeah. The hairstyle is good. Like, they really, I'm about to go off on a little tangent. They really knew what they was doing with these hairstyles and these they outfits did. This go around because, man, right. Don't they look good?
Right.
Girl.
Now, let me tell you, see, did not personally like Namjoon getting his hair cut, but baby,
girl,
I love it.
It's so good.
He's so beefy,
girl,
and just delicious. Yes. Like, he just looks so good. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody looks so good. So, yes. And Jimin in this long hair,
yes. I'm here for
I would it. Love for JK to grow his hair back, but I'm okay with his hair like that. He's still fine.
Yes, girl. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I mean, all of them are looking good, so yeah.
They look like, the more and more like time goes on and like they're just being, you're like, these are men. Like, really, they're really men. Like,
girl, they're men. They're no longer boys. Like, I'm tired of people trying to make them little boys. Mm-hmm. They are grown men. Y'all see, okay, maybe y'all ain't seen, or maybe y'all have seen, but y'all see the way they was acting at that concert. Girl. Like, they are whole men, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's treat them as such, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But back to the story, sorry, y'all.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I forgot, we are definitely talking about a whole story.
Girl, you know we get to talking like we talking on the phone.
I know. Goodness.
Okay. So she goes there and Jin is Yugi's lawyer. She's like shocked, but he still look good. She like staring at him for that. And she's like, okay, I'm ready to get this divorce over with. What do I sign? Blah, blah, blah. Then Yugi is like, oh, give me a month.
Give me a month. Talking about some.
I want to sign now. Give it a month.
Give it a month to see if I can really win you back because I really do love you and I want to be with you. Like, bro, what?
And the whole time, we failed to mention that when she draws up on the scene, the side piece secretary is outside.
Outside. And so then when they're sitting in there and when he tells her to give her a month, he's like, I'll tell her right now that she needs to leave and blah, blah, blah. So he calls the girl up, tell her that she got a pound sand. And I think he had like somebody driving them and she ended up like leaving the car and leaving where they were at. And the girl sitting there like, wow, he really did that. I guess I can give him a month, but I know where I'm at. Like, it's not really going to matter at this point.
Right.
It's like, girl, don't do it.
Right.
Don't give
but
that
I
man
feel
shit.
Like she was, but she was on the fence. Like, she really was going to, she's like, all right, I'm going to give you this month. And I thought, in my head, I thought she was going to go back with him.
I did too. Especially.
I kind of wanted him. I kind of wanted a movie.
After the stuff that happens later on, I'm like, she gonna go back to that man.
Yeah. Well, even in the beginning when he was like coming to her house and cooking for her and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
So they have that meeting. She's like, okay, I'll give him a month. It's fine. Like, I'll see what happens. And after they leave the meeting, doesn't she go back to the bridge and see Jin?
I think so.
So when she sees Jin, they're having like a small conversation about the fact that him and Yoongi are like the best of friends, which is weird because how have you never seen this man before?
Like best friends.
Yeah, like I know they were kind of estranged a little bit. But, like, that's his best friend. How do you not know him?
Well, it seems like Yugi did not let her in on a lot of stuff. And
that's
remember,
true.
He got married and moved to the States.
That's true, because he did disappear for a while.
Right.
So, I guess that's a good point. But,
Yeah.
So they were
but still, if my man got a best friend, I'm gonna know about it.
Right. So they on the bridge talking about the whole situation, and he eventually tells her, like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, after coming out here all this time and we having our conversations, like, I just want to let you know I'm in love with you, blah, 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 which I was like, wait, how? So, yeah. So, he tells her he's in love with her and all this other stuff, and she's just kind of sitting there like, wait, what? But she's starting to feel some things for this man, too. So, now she's trying to figure it out, like, crap, do I really like this man? Like, I think I do. Like, and he's, like, treating her right, and he like, they end up start hanging out and doing stuff together, and she's like, dang, like, I might be in love with this man. But, and this is not, like, the love that I thought I had with Yoongi. The whole time I'm thinking, like, girl, just give yourself some time. Like, don't worry about this.
It was so fast.
Girl, they had a whirlwind romance for real. She wasn't even whole divorced yet.
So while she's having this little time out with Jin or whatever, Jin tell her, I'm going to let him have his little time. Mm-hmm. Let him do. Because he asked her out. Don't I like asking her out on the date, whatever. And Jin was like, you know what, give him a fair chance and all that kind of stuff. I was mm-hmm. like, what the world?
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted her to have his fair chance to, with Yoongi or whatever. So Yoongi started coming around a little more. He be trying. And he was like cooking for her. And No. Wait. Were he drunk? Didn't something happen and he was drunk?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she was messing with Jin full on by now. They was having sex and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Jin left the house. As soon as Jin left the house, she had knocked at the door. She think it's Jin coming back, honey. It was Yoongi.
Drunk
as a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
And all she could do is, like, put him on the couch because he was so drunk.
Mm-hmm. So who called?
Jin.
She called Jin. Come get your friend. Get your friend. Right. Get him off my damn couch because he is in here drunk, talking craziness. Go, come and get him.
But that was the next day. She mm-hmm. had let him hold spend the night, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, he spent the night after he was talking drunk to her mm-hmm. the whole night because he was drunk. And then, didn't he get up and was trying to make her breakfast or something the next morning?
Yeah, he did. Did he make breakfast?
He was making her breakfast and, like, talking nice to her. Like, they was okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were just talking. And then her phone rung, and he seen that it was Jin. And then he was like, you effing my BFF?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she was like stuck.
Stuck. Like, how do I answer this? Because, yes.
Like, yeah. And she didn't deny it.
Right.
She didn't deny it at all. Or whatever. And then... what else happened?
He was like, I just want you to know you don't know what you're getting into because, you know, you think this about him, but that's not necessarily true. The whole time I'm like, dang, what are you about to tell us? Like, why? What is going on?
No.
So.
And the thing about this is I never figured out what he was even talking about because the secret that unraveled itself at the end couldn't have been what he was talking about.
That's what he was talking about. Well, no, he couldn't have been because he didn't know.
Right.
Dang. What was it?
I never figured out what he was talking about.
Wow. I think we missed it because I know it's in there somewhere. But, okay, so one of the things that we forgot to mention about Jin, he still had a wedding ring, and she saw it one of the times that they were at the bridge, and she was just like, oh, wow, he's married, and he never even said anything about him being married. So she ended up... confronting him about it, and he explained to her that he was in a relationship and all this stuff, and she was cheating on him, blah, 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 blah. And so he was no longer married, but he still had the ring. Mm-hmm. So we just know that there's this mystery ex out there that he was married to. So keep that in your pocket. I guess we could kind of get into it, I guess, because there wasn't much else behind that. So, come to find out, Jin's ex-wife is Jimin's twin sister.
Yeah, and she just so happened to see this, like at the, like just by going to the darn park.
Right. So she goes to the park one day. This is later on in the story. I think she, so she ended up, something happened with the lawyers were meeting up and like stuff wasn't going exactly like she had planned. So she went to the park and she sees this chick and this little baby. And I guess something had like fallen on the ground. And she was like, oh my gosh, who is this? And it starts to click because by this point she had met Jimin. So she saw what Jimin looked like and was like, man, this girl kind of has similar features. Like, I wonder who this is. And then in her head, she was like, this must be Jin's ex-girlfriend because she looks, or ex-wife, because this looks exactly like Jimin. But who is this baby? So then she's pissed because she's like, Jin has a whole baby he ain't telling me about. And I'm sure this is what the secret is. Because he kept kind of being weird towards her, saying that they needed to talk about some stuff and some things. But he went on a trip for work. So he, but before that, he was just kind of acting funny towards her and she could feel it. So he goes on this trip and he's still kind of hesitant about them talking and whatnot. But she's like, all right, something's got to give. And she didn't want to bring it up. But he ends up at some point telling her, like, yeah, that's my ex-wife, blah, 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 blah. She has a baby, but it's not mine. So now you're
no,
like...
No, he didn't tell her. He didn't tell her. I thought he found out.
No, she found out because she saw the baby, but eventually it came up.
Right, but she didn't know. She did not know. She was like, am I jumping to conclusions? Like, what blah, 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 blah. She did not know until she seen Yugi. And Yugi ended up telling her everything.
Well, no, because Yugi didn't know that that was his kid.
Yugi seen the girl. He seen that girl with that baby across the street. And he was like, you had a baby? Blah, 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 blah. And he kept questioning me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. And she was like, yeah, okay, so, okay. There's a lot behind this.
We skipped a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you, I don't remember.
So, okay. Yoongi ends up, there's a lot that we kind of went over, but at a point, Yoongi is, he's dealing with some things, and he told her he was going to start going to therapy when they were doing the whole divorce thing, or that he was in therapy. So he invites her to one of his therapy sessions one day, and the doctor is telling the girl that he had a sex addiction and all this other stuff, but they also, that stemmed from him losing a baby with an ex-girlfriend, that they had lost it and he really struggled with it and has never been right since then. So you have that whole situation, and then to find out later that Yoongi sees the ex-girlfriend who happens to be Jin's ex-wife.
Right.
He sees her and they have the conversation about the kid. So she goes to tell him that the baby is his and that the reason why they set it up that way was because Jin was going to leave her and all this other stuff. And so they told him that the baby had died and didn't make it. And lo and behold, there's a whole child that exists.
Right.
So Yoongi felt
and the only reason, oh, I'm sorry, I was just getting ready to say, the only reason she had figured this whole thing out is because she seen that girl at the goddamn park.
Right.
She looked exactly like Jimmy, which she had already met through Jin.
Mm-hmm.
And she went crying to Taeyong and JK, which was his brothers.
So Tae was Jin's brother. Yeah.
Tae was Jin's brother. Hobi was her best friend too.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to mention
who was Yugi's. Wasn't that
Yugi's brother?
Brother, yeah.
It was Yugi's brother, mm-hmm. Right? And then, it was Hobi. Okay, it was Hobi and JK.
Mm-hmm.
That was Yugi's brothers in the story, and people to ask Taeyong about this girl, Jin's wife, that's when JK had told her, back in the day, I seen Yugi in the bed, in our parents' bed.
Right.
With this girl. And that's when stuff started coming together.
Mm-hmm. Quick side story that we didn't mention. So homegirl works at a preschool or a kindergarten or something like that with kids. And Namjoon is the dad of one of the kids. And so Namjoon sees her and they kind of like have a nice conversation, but it's just real friendly.
And, yeah, because Namjoon is an author.
Mm-hmm. And so he gives her like a book, like a transcript for her to read, and the story is great. And she's like, this relates to my life. Like, I really enjoy it. And she notices that he also has a wedding ring. Come to find out, his wife actually passed away. So they're having these conversations and things like that. They're getting closer, whatever. And he, at some point, asked her to work for him. And she's like, well, I'm not really, like, skilled in your field, but, like, I guess I could figure it out. Because the problem now is, now that her and Yoongi, she's not from Korea. So her and Yoongi are getting a divorce, and it's, now her visa is in question, and now she's trying to figure out if she's going to even be able to stay out there to begin with. So her job, she's kind of like worried about telling her job about it. The job's like, we already know, girl, it's cool. We want to offer you this full-time employment. We'll get your visa stuff taken care of. Like, don't you fret. But now she has this offer from Namjoon as well. So that's kind of out there. That's hanging out there right now.
I thought they were going to get
together. I did too, but they just kept talking about how they were just really cool as friends. I'm like, I don't know. Granted, the story's not finished.
That's true.
So there's still time, but hopefully, hopefully, okay. So yeah, let's just get back to the so you have all that drama in the midst of so Yoongi finds out that he has a kid. Jin has been lying about the whole situation, or hiding the situation the whole time.
For what? But for what?
That's what I don't understand. Like, that still don't make no sense to me. Because you didn't even, like, really want to be with this girl no more. So why are you trying, like, it was just a weird...
He was trying, it was like, I'm going to get you back for something. Something happened. He was trying to get him back from it.
Yeah.
Okay. This was originally Jin's girlfriend.
Right. And wait, no.
Yoongi's, yeah.
It was originally Yoongi's girlfriend, and then Jin married her, remember?
Yes, this was originally Jin's girlfriend. Yoongi slept with the girl. Okay? Yoongi slept with the girl. And they were beefing about that. And then when he found out that the girl was pregnant, and she was like, I don't want to be with you. I want to be with him. He was like, oh, no. This is my baby. And this is why this going to work. It was like some, it was another situation. I forgot. He sucked her in to being with him.
Yeah.
And raised that baby on his own like it was his. So the whole time, Jin had this, like, oh, I'm going to get him back for sleeping with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his whole motive about that baby being his.
Mm-hmm.
Which was stupid.
Yeah, because then, so, and I don't know, the whole setup was kind of weird because you think about it, like, that was his plot from the beginning, but then he ended up make, like, the girl fell in love with him and he fell in love with her, which wasn't part of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he was just really just trying to be very spiteful with you anyway. Like, that was the whole plan, that he fell in love with that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew who she was. But later on, he knew who she was. You see what I'm saying? Like, he had, like, when he first started going up there, he didn't know who she was. Then he later found out who she was, but this wasn't telling her who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that plan all together. He didn't plan to fall in love with that girl. He just did.
Right.
So once old girl found out about it and Yoongi told her, it was so dramatic, too, because she seen both of them together. She, like, was driving or something and seen them and pull over when she seen both in the car.
Because she was talking to Hobie because she's like, Hobie, I just found this out, and blah, blah, blah. And so she hadn't seen neither one of them. And then she saw them having an argument and walked up on the conversation and heard parts of it. And then instead of Jin being like, hey, let me explain what's going on, Yoongi's like, no, tell her what's up. And he was just kind of standing there not saying anything, like an idiot. So now she really, really feels some type of way.
Right. He was just crying. He was crying the whole time.
It was a mess.
The whole story, how he seen the girl walking with the stroller, and he was his baby, while he was holding it, over his head, and I would have said, which was so spiteful, honey. I would have had to fight you. We would have had to fight for that one. But so anyway, so she went her separate ways from Jen. Mm-hmm. She didn't even talk to Jen. She ended up taking that job offer from Namjoon.
Mm-hmm. They moved to Seoul.
Had her own little apartment, had her own life. But a year later, Namjoon was having like a party for his new book that was coming out. Or was it that book? I don't know. It was a book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, here's an invite for your ex. I don't know how they see each other or how he evidently, Namjoon and this girl had become more good friends. So she was telling him, Namjoon, about Yugi.
Right. And her and Yugi by this point were like really, really good friends. Like Yugi. Yeah. So there's one night, this is kind of, it's not an important story, but it is kind of important. So Yugi ended up having a night where he went to the bar and got wasted and like was trying to take the girl from the bartender home with him to like do what he normally does, because he had left his consult session, but he had just found out about the kid. So he was like going down a dark path and was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do what I want to do this night. So he ends up taking her home to her house, but then he ends up not having sex with her, and she just lets him sleep or whatever. Well, from that night they end up getting super, super close, but it's never sexual, they're just friends. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how it is with her and Namjoon. So when Namjoon gives her the invite, she's like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and invite Yoongi to come to this opening.
Right.
So Yoongi and Jin at this point, because some time has passed, get back cool. And mm-hmm. he tells Jin about the party and was like, hey, man, you should go.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens is that before that, they end up having lunch together with the little baby, the now girlfriend that he was with at the bar, the bartender, which is now his girlfriend, and Yugi. And she was telling him about and inviting him.
Mm-hmm.
And had the invitation and everything. Asked her how much, you know, he was asking, how are you, blah, 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 blah. But then he was like, I can clearly tell you still love him. Like, I can clearly tell, and he still loves you. Like, so he took the invitation, but then he met up with Jen later on and was telling him the same thing. She's miserable, and she still loves you, and you still love her. And you'll be a dummy if you do not take this invitation right now and just go to the party.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it ends.
Right. That's it.
So
that's it, guys.
Like we said, the story's not complete. We did not realize that until after we got to the end. Mm-hmm. But it is not complete. We will do an update on that. We'll do an update on this story. There's actually a couple of stories that we got to do updates on that I was listening to one of the earlier podcast episodes. Do you remember that the Jimin story called Promise?
Oh yeah,
that's
finished.
I don't know if it's finished yet, but it was not finished at the time, and that story was good.
Well, I have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I was listening to the episode. But anyway, how did you feel about this story?
I like this story. At first, I know I was telling you, I was like, I don't know about this, but I started getting back into it, and it was actually good. I do hate that it was not finished.
Yeah, I agree, girl.
But I'm not lying. I did want her to go back with Yugi. I don't know why. I still do. I want her to go back to Yugi. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, something about the whole thing with Jin just don't sit well with me. Mm-hmm. And although Yoongi has actually changed now that he's involved in the daughter's life.
Yeah,
like he's
like
really,
a really good dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Can you imagine that little girl? She got like a cat meow face too.
Yeah, she's probably so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like the story. The only thing I didn't like about it is how long it took to get to what happened. Like, I kept feeling like something was going on. As soon as I found out that Jin was married, something in my head like, and then when Yoongi was talk, when it came up that Yoongi had a kid, something in my head was like, that's his baby. That was like,
but my thing was, I kept being like, why he won't take this ring off? Like, his when she asked him why he had that ring off, his thing was like, oh, just for a reminder. Come on now.
Yeah, something just didn't seem right about it. And I'm just like, okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, something, just how long it took to kind of get to, like, the backstory of why there was so much issues. I was kind of just hoping it came a little bit more quickly. But now seeing that the story's not finished, I get it. So it, I guess, like, if this was the end of the story, then I'd be like, yeah, this took a little bit long. But the fact that it may be potentially the middle, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I felt about it. We definitely have to do an update because I want to know what happens. I want to know if Jin goes to the event. Mm-hmm. I want to know if they talk. I want to know what happens. I want to know if her and Namjoon decide to get together.
Right. Because that would have been perfect.
Yeah, they seem like they just seem like they really, like, bonded well and they really connected on a lot of things. So I just, you know.
I don't know. In the story, they made sure that you knew that they were just friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know if it'll be... I just knew her and Jin gonna get back together. So, did some good sex, so I'll tell you that.
They sure did.
They sure did. That's what was good. Mm-hmm.
That is true. All right, guys. Well... you can always follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. You can email us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. We are going to be doing a new thing with recommendations. So our list is long as hell. We know that it's long. We feel bad because I know people have been waiting on us to do certain stories and we haven't gotten there yet. So starting this upcoming, not this next episode, but the following one, there's going to be a poll that is going to be on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, where there's going to be three stories from the list, and we're going to have people select which one they would like us to read and review. And we'll just do it like that so we can kind of make sure we get these stories out, but also kind of get everybody involved as well. So that is going to be the new setup for how we do our recommendations. You can still submit, but just know we'll do them in groups, and then we'll just kind of allow people to vote on which ones they would like to hear first.
Yeah, so you guys go there, vote what you want us to read. I'm sure, didn't you say it'd be an OT7 story?
Yeah, it will be an OT7 story. I already have the three selections made, so I will be posting that probably the same day that I post this episode, which will probably be tomorrow.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, guys, thanks again for joining us. Please, you know, interact with us. We'll get this going, and we'll get back on our list. And yeah, we hope to see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.